Alizé America presents Alizé Stars a Domicile, the unofficial fan commentary track.
All right, get this thing going.
Okay, well, once again, just for the purposes of the podcast, we should probably introduce ourselves. Hi, everybody. I'm Roshan.
I'm Roman from California.
All right, I'm Natri from Sweden.
I'm Lobeen from Missouri.
And welcome once again to the Alizé America fan commentary track. This week we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Rather than doing a commentary track for a concert performance, we decided we're going to change it up a bit and weigh in on Alizé's two appearances on the French television show Stars à Domicile. The premise of the show is, I don't really know too much about the show. Does anybody, Roman, do you know more about it than I do, maybe?
Well, the show was on for a while. It was canceled some years back, but they would have famous pop stars like Alizé, and Jeremy was also in one, where they would find someone who's a really big fan, and they'd show up at their house, and they'd spend the day together or some time together.
So the two shows that we're going to be watching today, let me see. So it's Alizé's two appearances from, the first is from 2001, which I guess is around the time that, I think it's Parle Tout Bas that she sings on the show, right?
First one, yeah.
And then the second one is, I guess just after her return in 2003 and the song that she performs there. So it's about, I guess, the time that Je Parle Longtemps was the single.
Yeah, I think that was actually like April, even though I think it aired in like June. It was like a couple months before they actually showed this stuff on the air.
So she's actually still fairly young in the first one, and then obviously 2 years have passed by the time she appeared on it again in 2003. And it's really interesting to see the difference between her two appearances and how much she's matured in that as both a person and, I guess, as a professional in the time between.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, she was 16 and 18.
So just before we get started, we should probably explain the deal here. The idea behind this, as well as the other commentary tracks that we've done, is that you listening at home will start your copy of the video at the same time that we do our little countdown and we start ours, and then watch along with us in real time via the magic of the intertubes, as we share commentary, observations, do a little backseat producing, and generally just be a big bunch of fanboys. The two videos that we're going to be watching today are easily found in the awesome, awesome video section of AlizéAmerica.com, and I'll make sure that we post direct links to each of them in the podcast thread in the forums, so they'll be super easy for you to find. Okay, so I guess we'll get started then. Let me just pull up my video window here. Okay, Roman, you want to give us a countdown there?
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. At least on this one, you don't really need that much audio because they're just talking. And since we don't know French, we're just going to be reading it anyway. Okay, my first thing is Alizé is so damn cute here. Really, really most beautiful young woman in this world.
Just a doll.
Ah, she's okay.
I love the fans here, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll see that pretty soon.
It's the organization of Stars à Domicile.
Yeah, that's funny.
I guess that is quite an operation because both times it was just perfect the way they set everything up. If you read the descriptions,
yeah, there's a lot of people involved, multiple cameras following them around.
It really is like a spy operation, though, isn't it? Like, everyone has to synchronize their watches. Mission Impossible.
She seems a little embarrassed to be called a star.
Yeah, you know, you got to think. Alize has only been around for like a year and she's already this huge star that's has these fans with, you know, all these posters and stuff up, and it's kind of strange.
Well, from her perspective, it's got to be a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a big fan after, you know, only several months, so I guess I can understand it.
Nice room. She knows who Alize's boyfriend is. Do we know who Alize's boyfriend was?
I don't think so. I was going to say, what her mom says there, you know, I mean, Julia is only 3 years younger than Alize. It's just kind of crazy that, you know, in that amount of time, you know, that one could become that kind of a star just from being some girl, you know, same as any other, and then... Although I wouldn't say that about Alize, really.
No. But yeah, it is a bit shocking to know that they know about her boyfriend, but we don't. I mean, where could
Well, that's also the mother speaking, though. Like, we don't know for sure, you know.
Well, yeah, she might have just been like, well, I don't know, there's all these things. And
I assume she knows who her boyfriend is, exactly.
Yeah. Does anyone know how many boyfriends she have had? I mean, while she was actually, like, being famous.
No, she's pretty secretive about that stuff.
That and everything else.
You know, I wonder, kind of wonder why exactly the show got canceled. Maybe it just got old for the public, or, I don't know. I mean, surely there are lots of people who are big fans who would love for that to happen to them, but I guess most people aren't really big fans of anyone anyway. But
they had a show like this on MTV, but it definitely wasn't the same quality.
Yeah, these people are really good. Or at least these couple episodes.
At least the one with Alize. I haven't seen any other.
No, I haven't watched any others either, actually.
So Alize was saying, like, she never even hear Julia speaking, you know? She's just so shocked the whole time. She didn't speak much. Yeah, I watched the one with Jeremy too, so I've only seen those three.
She looks so embarrassed. Mom, leave me alone. Put down the camera.
Oh, right there, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm wondering, did I walk by that restaurant? Have I been there? You know, when you watch this and you've never been to Pali, you kind of ignore that kind of stuff, but since I've been there now, it's like, hey, where is it?
Yeah, I always look, every movie set in Paris or anything like this, I always think, well, maybe I saw that.
Yeah. Must be cool to be in there.
Yeah, it was.
Is it just me or does she look really, really nervous?
Oh, I think she's really nervous, yeah.
No, she didn't look that nervous to me right here. But yeah, more than the other one. She's pretty good about hiding that. I mean, I don't know, you know, at what time how nervous she is about stuff, but
later when they're actually standing outside the fence, you can really tell she's really nervous.
Oh yeah. Then
Yeah, you can actually see her pull herself together and force herself forward to do what she has to do.
Yeah, it's got to be really weird for her, you know?
Well, especially if, as she says, she's a really shy person at heart. I mean, that's got to be a really difficult thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And particularly at that age, you know, I mean, Alize is still only 16, and it's like, you know, if I was to do something and became famous now, you know, I've kind of been in the world enough to not feel it the same way, definitely.
No.
You are famous, Roman.
Well, I guess at some point you are. I mean, if you're searching for Roman or RMJ or something in Google, you will find you, so pretty cool.
He's the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, God, please. You know what I was thinking, though, is that if I had been around at that time, I probably couldn't really have been a fan of Alize. You know, maybe I would have liked her, but if she was, you know, this girl, which, you know, even at, you know, my age at that time, you know, she was pretty young, and her fans were like little girls, you know.
Well, exactly. Her fans were like 12 and 13 year old girls. So you would have been like, I'm really uncomfortable with this.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of a weird, impossible situation for me, I guess.
But I don't think that would have mattered too much. I mean, seriously. I mean, if you would have known about this day back then, if the time was right for you, I think you
I love the one kid dancing over on the left. He's just standing still, like raising his elbows.
I miss it. Oh yeah, right here, man. It's like you can see she's getting all
she's
nervous.
Cracking her knuckles, and she's like, "Aw, this is brutal."
Why am I getting so excited? This is so cool. Can you imagine doing this?
Party.
See, and now here you see her in this like span of like 30 seconds. You just see her totally pull it together, and she walks into that room and she's on, and she just owns that room.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But, yeah, it's like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do, and she does it. And they really build the tension
right here,
well in this show too. I'm like, geez.
It must have been what a big
This is
shot.
Right here.
I mean,
this is where she pulls it together.
Yeah, there she goes. She puts it on and goes. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, you think about, you know, like what would I do or how would I do that? It's just like, well, you just have to, you know, this you got the plan, you have to go and do it. But it's the thing that she couldn't rehearse for or anything like that. It just has to go in and
But still, it must be kind of weird. I mean, just imagine for the people there at the party. I mean, they might not have been Alize fans or even know really who she was. And then there she comes. I mean, it must have been such an...
I think at that point, everyone
everyone
knows
who she is. Everyone in France knows who she is, definitely, but still.
It would be, and I hesitate to make the comparison, but it would have been like avoiding Britney Spears that year. Like, you just...
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, but I mean, if she would have come, just take for example, in Sweden, I had no clue about her until like 2007 or something. So. And then there are, of course, people who. But yeah, of course, she must have been really big in France.
And then she grabs the boys and gets them into it.
This is hilarious. She like physically grabs them and pulls them in. I mean, just think about that, too. She's like, yeah, like you said, she's like taking charge of the whole room here.
She's very conscious of what's going on. She's making sure that everybody's up and into it.
Yeah, and for someone who, like, is actually shy or something, I mean, at, like, age 16, I mean, she talked about that's why she did, you know, the dance and the performance stuff and all that to kind of deal with it or get over it. I think she said something about that at one time.
It's just amazing, this complete transformation that she goes through in that 30 seconds. And then she pulls the mom into it. It's great.
Yeah.
That's pathetic how guys are sometimes, man.
Oh, but that's how you are at 16.
It's just, I know, it's just funny because it's just like...
Yeah, like they're just pretending like, to be so tough.
Kind of standing around, hey, what's up?
Yeah, it's like physical, yeah, that they can't turn down.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw this, I was like, man, I don't care how shy I was, wherever I'd be dancing with Alize. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's true, but you know, that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
But then also you're just like, what do I?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Like at 16, no, I wouldn't have been. I would have been like one of these guys hiding in the back. Like, it's like, okay, I want to go up there and dance with her, but there's just no way.
Me too. You're like, what do I do? You know, like, what am I even supposed to do? You know, and then she's like dancing with Julia, and it's like, what are you going to do except just kind of stand there and watch? Like, oh, what?
Yeah, true. That's true. But see, when all the girls start dancing, I mean, they should have got a hint, like, perhaps moving forest as well.
I love how these kids are just so overwhelmed. This kid especially.
Yeah, I kind of get the impression that these guys aren't particularly fans of Alize. Like, imagine if they were, but still.
I don't know. He looks pretty overwhelmed.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, they're like, you know, it's Alize, but just imagine if you were, like, as much of a fan as you are and then you're there. That would be crazy.
Look at that guy looking at innocently.
Yeah, and being nervous is not really conducive to like dancing or singing either. So I can see some of these guys just kind of, okay, I'll kind of move around a little bit here. I don't know.
Oh, now we've got a new guy coming. JR is there.
Hey, JR.
Hey, JR.
Hi, JR.
Have you got a mic, JR? Hello, mate.
Well, you know, Julia said wait a couple times, at least.
Was that what they doing the dishes there?
Is. Yeah, it looked like it. How strange would it be to have like her stand in your kitchen?
Well, yeah, she's like, I gotta do something, and it's not like they're having this really deep conversation, so it's like, I don't know, what do you do?
Yeah.
Still hasn't talked to Alize.
Well, she probably doesn't know what to say to her.
Yeah. Well, and it's like one of the guys said, at least in translation, Alize storms into the room and you're like, what? What the heck?
Yeah.
You know, like, you're a big fan like that, but you don't, like, prepare things to actually say to her and stuff. Like, that's never going to happen, you know?
Wait, you don't?
Well, she doesn't.
You planned when you saw her, didn't you?
Well, yeah, that's because I knew I was going to go and see her and talk to her if I could.
But
although I didn't
they ask her
really
when,
say
when
what I wanted.
Just entering the car.
Oh, what was that?
They were like, they were asking her if she was happy. No, she was of course sad.
Oh yeah, yeah, something like that. It's like they want her to say something like, well, I gotta ask something, but.
And then when you see Alizé back in the car, you can tell it took a lot out of her, too.
Yeah, she's just completely white.
Yeah. I wonder how long she stayed. I mean, how long Alizé was in the house.
Yeah, it didn't seem like all that long, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Well, it was probably longer than it looked. I guarantee you they reshot that whole dance sequence a couple times.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I know this is just so great to see this. Alizé herself was
hey, TP.
You know, she usually holds herself pretty well, and that's just it's like you're never going to see that again.
And I always love the fans when she cries. It's just like when she received that award. The crowd just roars.
Yeah,
these people are so great here. You know, it's like. What a great time. What a great time to be a fan.
That's... Those are the same fans that were at En Concert, right? Because that looks like the same banner.
I don't know. Oh, man, Julia's so cute with her big plushy dog. Makes you think about having children.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Performers. Probably too bad.
Not anymore, but... not ever. Okay, so now she
there
talks
you go.
To her.
She said we again. Man, I just want to be in that crowd.
Oh, yeah.
See, and then Alizé pulls it together, and she's just happy, and everything's great.
Yeah. What Alizé fan club is that have?
We named the dog Indiana.
That question.
Yeah, isn't that the kind of birthday that we all dream of someday?
We're at 2043, Tom. Aww.
I know you can see how the so fame adorable. She, yeah, the fame she's realizes how big it is, you know.
Listen to that. That was like in Mexico. Look at this.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. They're all on their
it's
feet.
Like, and that was after that was only for like a year that she'd even been around. Maybe not even that long, and it's like, why can't I be there? And she was talking about how she got a lot of plushies from her fans and stuff, you know, and it's like she was really appreciating everything so much there, you know. It was just so exciting for her, and that's a great time to be a fan, you know. If you're that big of a fan, you want to be able to give her things and make her happy. It seemed like they succeeded there.
Well, we're still all lucky.
Yeah, just to have found her at all at any time.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how the subtitles are still going, but they're just basically transcribing the song in French.
Yeah, I thought of that too.
Yeah, look it up, you know. Well, and then with this song, you know, it's like everything, Dalize's character, and then they have her sing this song, and it's like, man, how can you ever top that, you know? I still need to have, like, a big statue of Mylène in my backyard for writing this song.
A what? Say that again?
Okay, I did say a statue of Mylène, but anyway. For writing this song. You know, the three of them together.
Yeah, it is a very beautiful song.
You know, I kind of also feel like, you know, maybe that's part of the reason why the show got canceled, because it's like, how many times can you make something like this? You know, it's got to be a, kind of a rare thing to be able to do. It's sort of like how I feel about a lot of things. It's like after Alize, everything else is just kind of, eh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on who you're a fan of.
Nah,
well, yeah, well, and on a show like this, I think I was going to make this comment later, but it's sort of like, you know, the best fans to do this for are girls between the age of 13 and 16, probably, you know, and just sort of how much can you pull that off, you know? I guess there are other young pop stars in France then.
Is that who it is mainly? Is they do it for young girls? I haven't seen an episode of this other than the two Alize episodes. So.
I don't know. The one where Jeremy was too, but I haven't seen any of the others.
Well,
so
that
I know.
Makes
I was
sense.
I was just thinking that makes sense. That would be the case. The best situation, you know, the best reactions and so forth, you know, I mean, a 25-year-old guy is not quite going to work the same way, you know. You don't get the same kind of emotion and everything.
Ooh, they're surprising low beam. How creepy.
With 16-year-old Alize, yeah, that might be a little creepy.
But who's that?
Yeah.
Guy? Is that a singer that Alize is liking or what?
I'm
That's
sorry,
Carmen Plater, right? And, you know, there's, like, certain commercial aspects, you know, they're promoting Parle Tuba and that kind of a stuff, but it's, like, still, that doesn't matter that, you know, that they still created this thing for us and we still feel the same way about it.
Well, absolutely. There's definitely a commercial aspect to it, of course. I love her reaction here. She's looking around like, what?
That is so awesome. They even got the singer that Alize really likes. Good show. How can they top that?
Now Young is coming as well.
Woohoo! Fodel.
Oh yeah, here it is. Let's see. Yeah, it's in the chat as well.
Seems like such a great day for Alize too, you know. I wonder how much she thinks back on this stuff.
How are you going?
Hi, John.
Young, you got a mic?
This really speaks to our times. This is the way it is. These are the artistic and commercial geniuses of their time, it seems like to me. Well, I guess that's it for the video, for me anyway.
That's it. Yeah, that's it for me as well.
Yeah, it's like I thought of a lot more to say while I was watching it, you know, and I could pause it and like write something down, and it's kind of hard to do it while you're talking to a bunch of people and not paying that much attention. But it's just, you know, it's the energy and excitement of celebrity and everything that they put into this. It's I just kind of feel like after you've seen that a few times, you know, I mean, it's a TV show, fine, it's fine to watch, but particularly if you're a fan of Alize, it's like, well, if she's not going to be on, who cares? It'd be cool if they restarted it back up or did that in the U.S. or something. I don't know.
I think like Lobium was saying, there was a show like that on MTV, as far as I remember, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah, it's just once you see episodes like this one or both of these with Alize, you know, and then when you read things like that letter from Jessica, you know, describing everything, it's just like, what a great thing in life, you know, I mean, that they could do for people.
Yep. And the fans that captured these shows, we really owe them a lot of thanks for it.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, there was so much stuff. And, yeah, I know there used to be, when Alize first came back, in fact, there was like three or four people recording stuff, and now it's better than ever before because everything's digital high def.
Yeah, true.
Well, maybe not all high def, but some of it actually is. But you know, back then, I don't even know what they used to record that stuff. We're lucky we got all of this.
Just a VHS or a beta, I guess.
Okay, well, it wasn't that long ago, but still. I mean, you know, literally in Mexico, I mean, it's kind of sad sometimes we got someone with a camcorder videoing their TV, you know.
Yeah, that is a bit odd. But still, I mean, now when YouTube and stuff is having this high definition also on YouTube, which is really working well, it's really good because you can find nice videos of Alize almost everywhere now. It's really no problem to find nice interviews with nice quality.
Yeah, when I first started, the best qualities were on Alize America as far as streaming video, and there were no online sources. Well, there may have been one that was on for a while, but it closed down, and nobody ever put any Alize stuff up there. They might have put a few, but...
Yeah. Indeed, that's why I came to AAM. In the first case, I mean, the first thing I noticed was all the videos. It was like I was searching on YouTube, trying to find interviews and stuff, and then I was like maybe searching for Alize on Google, and I get AAM and all the videos they had with their great quality. It just really gave a lot of good impressions, I suppose, to have that great video gathering.
Yeah, I kind of take it for granted, but... You know, it's kind of amazing, like, YouTube came into existence, and now they have high def and all that, just in the time that I've been a fan of Alize, just the last couple of years.
Yep.
And my internet speed has increased, too.
Yeah. But aren't the videos missing? I mean, I remember it to be, like, 10 pages of videos. Or is it that each page contains more videos? Because now it's only 7 pages.
On YouTube?
No, on Alize America.
Oh,
it's
that.
7
oh.
pages.
Oh, well, I don't
it used
know.
To be
I...
10 pages.
I don't think they've removed any.
I don't think so.
Wouldn't think so. I know they've added stuff.
Yeah, I mean, on page 1 and 2, it's mainly new stuff from 2007 and to now, but on the other pages, I don't know.
Well, I have Brad, to admit, I've never paid attention to that. But I think you're right. I think it is 7 pages now. Did it used to be 10?
Yes, it used to be.
Well, I haven't looked at it in, like, at least a year, or maybe just once or twice, because, you know, once I watched them all, and then I downloaded the highest quality available, you know, it's like, well, why do I need to go there anymore?
Yeah, but that's your library. Yeah, that's good for linking to people. I know where to get from there, so it's like, you go there and you can get a easy link to someone and just give it to anybody who you're talking to from all over the world, and you can just get a...
Yeah, which I've done a lot.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I've linked that to people.
And it's good advertisement as well for American forums, I suppose.
Well, Alize Stars de Domicile. I don't know, should we go to the next one?
Well, I was just going to say that, I was going to say this before. Yes, absolutely, there's a commercial aspect to it. You know, obviously, the label wants her on there to promote her new single, which is obviously Parlez Tout Bas, which is why she performs it. So, I mean, obviously, there is a commercial aspect, but the big thing about it, and I've said before, the reason why this kind of pushed me kind of over the threshold of kind of being curious about Alize, or just kind of being a casual fan, and so it's like, wow, okay, this is an artist who I really want to follow, is just the way you can see it affects her, both during when, you know, she's so nervous as she's about to walk in, and then when you actually see her kind of break down in tears as she's there, she's so overwhelmed by the emotion. Just to actually see it really affect her on a level of being a real person, who obviously when she was there, she was so, I guess, interested or so focused on. The little girl on getting everybody up and dancing. I mean, it's just, you see her there not as necessarily a manufactured package like a lot of pop stars are, but I'm not expressing myself very well. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like, it's as much a cool adventure for her as the other girl almost. I mean, you know, it's not quite. I mean, it's not the same kind of thing. And Alize, you know, it's, you know, part of the work that she does, but she's also just kind of, you know, floating through this crazy adventure herself. And it's, that's, yeah, that is the thing about Alize too, is, I mean, there's so much genuine emotion, well, in this one in particular, and you can really see the way she, you know, her facial expressions and everything else. She just seems really authentic. Whatever that means.
Well, exactly. Genuine and authentic are exactly the words that I was reaching for. So thank you. Exactly. It's just that it sounds so goofy and I feel goofy saying it, but you just get a sense of, I guess, just that she's a good person. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what, I guess, flips
that
switch.
Yeah,
that
too. And it's sort of like, yeah, like I wouldn't say that, you know, any other particular person isn't. It's just that, yeah, I know what you mean. You get that feeling from Alize.
From other stars, you just get the sense that it's like, it's rehearsed, it's polished, it's manufactured. And from this, it almost like you see her, especially again, in those moments right before she walks in, you see her almost so, almost caught off guard or overwhelmed by it, that you're not seeing a polished facade. You're actually seeing the real her. And then to have her walk into that room and be so focused on making that moment a success, as successful for her and as special for that little girl as she could, you know, it was like, okay, wow, that's somebody that I could get behind, you know.
Right.
But you can see in early interviews, she's saying that when she made Malalita, the video, she was very nervous while making it because when they were filming and everything, she thought it was very stressing and she was very shy of speaking and such. But when she came on to the singing part, she said it was a lot easier and it felt more comfortable for her. I guess it's the same in this kind of thing. When she was supposed to do something which she wasn't used to do, she was probably very shy. But when she got in and got to do the things that she's like knowing what to do and she's done it several times, it felt a lot more comfortable for her.
Well, I was going to say, I think, you know, part of it is just her age. You know, I mean, she's 16 and she'd only been a big star for like a year or something. And, you know, you just, that's part of the thing about doing this with someone of that age is that, you know, you're going to get that kind of feeling from that person herself. But then also with Alize, you get this thing where it's like, you know, she talks about being shy and stuff, and you can kind of see that. And yet at the same time, it's like when she's performing or something, she does it really well. And then also, it's even like when she was in Glenda Star, when she was done singing, she went to talk to the people. She seemed really comfortable, and it seemed natural for her to be able to do that. And so I think it's like you get this feeling like she just handles it really well.
Yeah, I always sense an inner strength in her when she has to, like on this, where she was uncomfortable, or when she, this 15, 16-year-old girl that gets up on stage in front of thousands of people and is, you know, able to perform like that.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
It is impressive. I couldn't do it.
No. Really, who could?
Okay, so I guess that covers the 2001 appearance. Okay, so do we want to get set up for the 2003 here?
Sure.
Okay, just opening it up here.
Okay, I'm ready to go when everyone else is here.
Okay, well, I'll do a countdown in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
You think that's a good translation? An audience in pretty good shape?
Some of these translations aren't that great, but yeah, I kind of want to go back to everything. Yeah. If you can't have Alize, there's always Flavie.
she's pretty hot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Flavie's got it going on.
Il s'agit d'Alize.
Come in seat with us, please.
Yeah, I kind of want to go back through everything and just redo translations of all her songs and everything else. Sometimes it's sort of like, you're translating to English. You understand English. How about you try to make it sound like English?
Is you guys have done the translation, or who is it?
I'm not sure.
I have no idea who did this stuff. Yeah.
It's been there a long time.
We love them, and we thank them for doing it.
Absolutely. From Jessica's description, her little brother was totally freaked out the whole time.
Well, I can't say it, boy. You can see the smoke coming out of his ears from here.
He looks okay. Had the same haircut. She does kind of look like Alize. She sort of has some of the same facial features, too, or at least of how Alize was at that age.
Yeah, but... it would be kind of unfair to compare them. I mean, one of them is Alize. I mean...
Well, I'm just saying, that's what they were talking about. Oh, yes, the Vine versions. There's so many versions out there from back then. Some of the foreign ones are just like, has a Korean label on it, though, but still, it'd be cool.
But it's
to have
pretty well
stuff.
The same version, yeah.
Yeah, but she has them all, you know? It's like, dang. It's just like, I couldn't think about getting all that. There's just so much, I just couldn't even try to start.
Well, even now, for Secret Lease, there's a lot out there as well. I mean, not as much as there was before, but still.
Yeah, I think there may be one of the Asian ones that just has a label on it, and I was like, you know what, it's the same thing. I'm not. If they'd even put something that was different, maybe I would have got it, but nah. But I have everything else. I have like. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering how she can afford it. I mean, she's, how old is she? I mean, she's not that old and she can afford to.
Oh, yeah, it was great that her mom got all this stuff for her, as I'm sure was the case.
Yeah, she said she had an Alizé budget.
Really? Oh. But just that it must cost a fortune to buy all that. I mean, that's not cheap things, all of it. I mean, that must have cost maybe even $1,000 or something. I mean,
yeah,
more.
Yeah. Do you have all that stuff? Yeah. I've spent, a couple thousand just on merchandise. Maybe not that much.
No, but I mean, she's just a kid. I mean, if you and me would do it,
right,
we're
right.
Older people.
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are, but
totally
she's
different.
Just a kid, I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I say she has a great mother.
Yeah, that's the kind of mother you want to have.
It was kind of odd they were talking about her being absent for 2 years. It's like she was on Stars à domicile, she was on Les Enfoirés, and I guess she was
exactly.
In foreign places, but I sort of feel like she must have been on TV and stuff too, you know, it's like...
Yeah, but probably not as much.
Yeah, but so it's like, you guys don't know what absent is, man. Just wait till 2004.
Yeah, exactly.
That's absent.
Yeah.
I like that. We have spies everywhere in this town. Oh, no, that's further.
I like the way Jessica bounds out of that doorway there.
Did she mention in her letter having her sister with her? I don't remember her saying that.
Yeah, she did mention having your sister with her.
Yeah, it's her half-sister, she said.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So she's definitely a lot more comfortable here than she was driving to the last one.
Yeah, Alize's been around a while at this point, and...
Had she already been to Japan? That would do it.
Yeah, I think she had already been to Japan by this point.
Had she? I thought... Wasn't this like April or something?
Yeah, maybe. I might be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know when she went to Japan. I'm just trying to remember from Jessica's letter.
Yeah, her sister doesn't know what's going on either here, so it's a surprise to her also.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Was there anyone knowing it? Pre. Never mind.
Her mom's like, yeah, let's go to the store. Yeah, ask her for the poster. Yeah.
Yeah, she said she didn't even notice her mom pointed it out to her.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, it definitely has to be somewhere else than in August. I mean, look at the clothing they're wearing. I mean, they're wearing jackets and stuff. You wouldn't really wear that in August. I mean, it must have been really warm in France in August.
No,
this
April.
It must have been April or something. Yeah. Are you
sure
it's
definitely.
April? I mean, okay.
Right. It was like April, and then the show was like in June, and then the concert was like in August, so something like that.
April 10th, 2003.
There you go.
I like she was talking about... She was talking about, they had that poster, and she was like, there must be other ones. Let's search everywhere in town. I was like, I know that feeling, man. It reminds me of looking through all the newspapers everywhere, every day in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder.
Talks about it. It's like, once you actually get out, you're fine. It's just getting to that point where you get out of the car. That's the tricky part.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's like she's still nervous about doing this and all that. I wonder if she would still do this kind of a show now. Yeah.
Perhaps. But now she has family and stuff, and I don't know.
Well, she's older, and that's what I was saying, the age. I mean, the last one, you know, she was only 3 years older than the other girl, and same here, actually, and So it's kind of not the same as you get someone in their mid-20s or older.
No, true, you're right.
Would you have done at 15, I mean, go into a store and say, hey, I want that poster?
No, I've been wondering that too. I mean,
she was a,
wouldn't
she was a
you
big
at least
fan
be
of
offering,
Alize.
Like, yeah, but wouldn't
that's
you
a fan.
How much do you want for it? Yeah, but I mean, she was just asking if she could have it. I mean, wouldn't she ask, how much are you interested in selling that poster? Because I'm a big fan of Alize. I would like to buy it or something. But
well, I didn't even think of that. I just figured, like, yeah, like she's going to try to buy it. I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, perhaps it's obvious. I don't know, but still.
Go, man, go.
The
man,
perfect
I remember
reaction.
Watching this.
I know, it's so great.
I remember watching this myself, and I'm like, I'm getting all nervous. Yeah, I think it's the mirror neurons or something. You know, it's that human empathy thing. You know, where we just.
Yeah.
Feel it when you're all concentrated on watching something like that. They build up the tension so much on this.
Yeah, and first time you watch it, it's like, at least I was feeling like cold sweat when I saw Alize coming, and then when she starts coming in and singing, you almost get tears in your eyes and you start crying almost because it's really something, such a nice thing.
Right. And that's what I was saying, like, even, you know, whatever, like, it's a TV show, and, like, you know, if they're promoting her song or whatever, it's just such an awesome thing for this, for us, you know, and it's like, you don't have to be crass and think that, you know, that just because something's commercial doesn't mean it can't be a really wonderful thing anyway.
Well, no, exactly. And that was my point with the first one, is that even though there is a commercial aspect to it, it's definitely, you know, something special.
I just love these people, man. This is so great.
What a difference from I can never remember her name, the first girl, eh? Like
Julia.
First girl,
Julia.
Julia, thank you. She wouldn't even talk to her, and this girl is like, she won't let her go.
That's why it's so much better. It's just this perfect reaction. It's just, I mean, all of us could be in that place, I think.
Well, and Jessica was saying they actually redid part of this here because she was able to sing a little more now because she was just so shocked the first time. So that's the other thing. You don't think about that kind of stuff. They actually refilmed some of this stuff, and it's like, okay. So it's kind of odd in that way, but it's still, you know, it's quite real anyway.
But
I mean, I know
she's wearing a bandage on her left hand. Isn't that from making of Jeanne Mar?
That was
the video.
That was part of her sweater, dude. She just had her sleeve pulled down.
Oh, yeah, she's got this whole thing about having her sleeves down over her hands. I've seen that several times.
Okay. That was good.
I know. When I was watching that at first, too, I was like, what is that? And then, okay.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a bandage because in the making of Jeanne Mar, she gets something on her hand and she puts on a bandage or something.
Well, she hurt her knees.
Yeah, that too. Maybe I'm mixing it up. I don't remember.
Such a great reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You just get this feel like Alize is so nice. Isn't she awesome?
Yeah. Really?
And she was, you know, she was. Look at this guy on the phone. I know he's totally calling his friends and he's like, dude, I just saw his dad.
Get down here! You'll never guess who's here.
Yeah. Damn. Oh. This is really the fan video that everyone has seen and really everyone just loves.
Oh, the famous finger wave.
Yeah, the finger wave.
Yeah, what's the word for that? There's a French word.
Oh, is there? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It's a tiny wave of some kind.
Oh, and then before, she was saying that Jessica was saying that she had been to Corsica, near Alize's home, you know, and she didn't even know about it at the time. That was trippy.
Yeah.
Now, who's 15 and who's 18 there?
Yeah, seriously.
He does have a big, nice house, man.
Yeah.
Good lord.
But they seem to be making some new things in it. I mean, look at the walls. It's not paint on it. No paint on the walls.
It did kind of look like it was being worked on.
I love the little diploma that she makes.
I love that thing. I want a better shot of that. I want to see the rest of what it says.
Yeah, indeed. Maybe it's possible.
Dang, watch it, guy. Put an eye out with that.
Yeah, but if you freeze the camera, I'm sure you can read it. I mean, at least if you understand French.
And Alizé's first thought is of Jessica. Oh, and then they don't forget the poster. That's just the greatest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then she signs it for her.
Yeah, the big sign. Look at the cameras when she's signing it. There's like two or three cameras pointing to exactly the point where she's writing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, she was really huge back then, you know?
Jessica said that they actually, after the camera stopped rolling, they went back into the room and talked for a long time.
Well, and that's
they only show us a little bit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only show us a little bit. She was there for a while, though.
Yeah, but imagine if she would have been this short while. It would be kind of awkward, wouldn't it? Like, just going in and out.
Yeah.
And we're all stunned into silence.
Yeah, I don't know how many dozen times I've watched this, and I can still watch it again.
Yeah, I've watched it a lot, too.
They got a couple of cute girls there, man, I'll tell you that. It's like I wish I'd been able to just stop and talk to Jessica more when I met her. I should have taken a picture of her at least. Jeez.
And let's ask you about that. When did you meet her?
At the Virgin Megastore in December 7 when Alize did the signing.
Yeah.
And then I saw her off in the corner. They had a video camera and they were doing an interview, but I guess they never showed it on TV because it didn't show up.
Weird.
That would be my first thought, too. It's like, okay, come on, guys.
Impersonator. That's great. Yeah, like she said, you know, the first she sees her and just all this stuff races through her mind. Like, what the heck?
You know, that's got to be true. You see it on TV and it's one thing, but when it's actually you experience it yourself, that's got to be mind-blowing.
Yeah. And I just got to think, it was really great for the mothers of these girls, too. You know, I mean, to see your daughter being made so happy and everything, that's really amazing.
Yeah. Now we're 8 people at least. That's looking a lot better than what it did an hour ago.
I just wish everybody had a microphone.
Yeah, anyone have a mic? Yeah. Got anything to say?
I like the way that you can tell Jessica, or that Alize actually likes Jessica. She definitely enjoys her company.
Yeah, it's like Alize was just, you know, fully into everything back then.
Well,
you know?
She's so trusting. She gives her phone number, and then she's the first one to call her.
Right, and then she talks about, you know, like she was, I think she says it later, but, you know, she was like, the whole night I was thinking about it and everything, you know, and then she called her. Yeah, right there.
See, and again, to me, that's the sign of a good person. Just sitting there replaying in your head and thinking, ooh, maybe I should have done this, maybe I should have done that. It's not just commercial to her. It actually has, you know, meaning. It actually has an impact on her.
Yeah, that's the thing you get from Alize the whole time during this whole era, you know, is like, it was just, you know, a big adventure for her as well. And she was really happy to be there and everything. And it's just, you just want to kind of ride that wave, you know? Okay, I wonder how many dolphins she has. She likes dolphins and she likes Tinkerbell.
Stuffed animals.
How many bears?
And all this stuffed animals. That's what I was saying. Like, does she have a warehouse with all her gifts or what? You know, like, what does she do with all this stuff that she must have gotten?
That's why she's buying the bigger house.
You know, sort of like realistically, she couldn't have kept all the stuff that she's gotten over the years. I mean, she was in this little apartment that was not much bigger than my house, you know, it's like.
And maybe this she is has the Tinkerbell
stuff over at her parents' place.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. She does have a lot of stuff at her parents' house, that's true.
Yeah. And you can also see she's wrote somewhere in an interview or something that she had Tinkerbell things all over the places. So she spreads them out, I think. I don't think she has them in a pile or something.
Yeah. Like that one that's on her video and on the cover of Jeremy's album.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one with Alice sitting with a lot of bunnies and stuff?
I've always liked the choreography for this.
I have a bad quality photo of it. I'll go get it.
Great.
I'll have to.
What's that?
No, I have a photo of Alice sitting with a lot of
Oh, right, wearing this dress. But it's the pink one, but it's the blue one, but who knows?
Yeah, it's the blue one. But she's sitting with a lot of bunnies and stuff.
Well, there's this whole thing about
Tom's saying here.
About they change the color.
Talking about
dress,
how Flavie isn't really paying attention here. She's like,
that's funny.
Now, but before she's just like flipping through some papers, and you see her talking on the phone at one point. It's like,
yeah,
dude, come on.
She's conducting business, so that is kind of funny.
Well, she's still got some other people she has to deal with.
Exactly. She's at work. She's actually doing stuff.
Well, right. That's the difference where, like you were talking about, the way that the people act. There's Flavie, and then there's Alize. You definitely get a different kind of a vibe. For Flavie, you know, it's a day at the work, and for Alize, it's different.
True.
Yeah, they're probably doing like another show or something on the same day. Like when I look at my files,
I think the episodes are they did two people each episode. It's an hour long show, and the first is one artist, and the second is the other artist.
Right. Then I guess Jeremy was on the other half of this because it has the same date when I look at my files.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know, though, because the files that I have say October, and I thought Jessica was saying this was in June. Well, maybe that's when they actually filmed this, but did they really wait another couple months before they aired it? That'd be weird. I don't know, maybe.
No, that's typical.
So it aired the same day as Jeremy. I don't know if they actually filmed it, it appears. Yeah, Yulin had some interesting choreography going. I still don't, you know, I'd like to hear the stories about how they develop these dances and all this stuff. You know, there's so much of that, you know, Yulin doesn't talk so about this stuff. So, and Alize doesn't really talk about how this stuff was developed either. And I can understand. It's like, you don't need to worry about that. You just, you know, you need to get the other side of it, you know, the fantasy part here, sort of, you know, whatever you want to call
it.
Yeah, it
would be interesting to know if she had any input into this choreography. As long as she danced and everything, you'd think she would have something to do with it.
Well, I just, you know, after it, you've been around for a long time and a fan, you know, you want to know how everything came about. I like when she does a spin on this one. She does a really quick spin around.
I know I'm going to get wrapped in the mouth for this, but I actually prefer this choreography to the Jean-Aimer choreography.
Well, I'm not going to wrap you in the mouth, but whatever, dude.
I'll just disagree. But I do like this choreography.
See, Jung agrees with me. We're right, you're wrong. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Jung don't count. He can't bring a microphone.
I was noticing Flavie's tattoo on this thing, and I was thinking about that. You know, it's just like Alize seems pretty grown up on this one, you know. But it's like it's weird that there was still a lot more in establishing herself, you know, in her future. You don't get that feeling like things are going to change that much at this time, you know.
Here's the photo I was talking about. You've probably all seen it, of course. But there it is. Sorry
oh,
for the
yeah.
bad quality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I think it's really cute, even if the quality sucks.
When I have the qualities, not all that bad. Let me see if I can pull this up here.
Yeah, that's a great picture. I wonder if that's all Bearmageddon from everything thrown on stage. I guess it would be, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm thinking, is that it was Bearmageddon.
Now, is that the shoe from the concert? It looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like that's on stage, actually.
Yeah, I think that's the shoe. The color looks a little different from whatever, lighting or I don't know what. But, yeah, I think that's the shoe.
Well, and then there's the whole thing about that was actually the pink dress, but they colored it and all this stuff for the photo, blah, blah, blah. But so you never know what you're looking at.
But she's sitting on the shoe, isn't it? Yeah, that's like what you said. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You got lost in looking at Isaiah.
No, but I thought you were talking about her boots, the one she's wearing. And then I was like, looking into that too. And then I noticed the surroundings where the pairs and stuff were sitting, and they were sitting on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, she couldn't. I mean, I guess she could make a similar photo now, you know. She sort of still has some of the same stuff going on, but. Not quite the same as when you're a teenager.
No.
Oh, but you know what? She's a big kid in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She still is. She still has toys.
Yeah.
Anybody with a big Tinkerbell on their back, yeah.
You know, that is the thing. It's like, was she like 21 when she got that? You know, it's sort of like, are you always going to be like that? I guess. I don't know.
I was 27 when I got my Superman tattoo.
Okay, well, you know what? That's, okay, never mind.
I kind of like the tattoo because it's like she's a little bit out there, you know, a little bit different.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of odd, you know, because you're like, you obviously get a different feeling, I mean, from when she returned to, you know, back in these times, but, you know, you say like, wow, you know, you didn't think she would do that. It's like, what else do you not know and you want to find out more?
See, I
it's really cute one.
I think it kicks ass. I actually really dig the tattoo, and I totally get it. I totally get that that whole thing she has, where it's like, well, Tinkerbell is my guardian angel. I totally understand that.
I mean, I got my tattoo, my Superman tattoo, for very similar reasons, and that was years before I even knew Alize existed. So
I think it's an extremely cute one, and it's always nice to have because it's easy to find her, like less MFRA and stuff. You can see her from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, in costume,
you know,
with a wig on, if she turns her back, you can tell who it is.
That's no. The thing that I think was just wrong, just on principle, that she didn't play the fake clochette at Les Enfoirés. What's up with that? They had somebody else do it.
Maybe she felt that was taking it a step too far.
Well, she was probably not even asked. Probably wasn't her decision. You know, it's like you show up, they say, okay, I want you to do this part. I don't know. I guess they did ask people sort of what parts they want to do, but that's not going over the top. It's obvious. So they should have done it.
Well, and that's why, I think, because it's obvious. You know what I mean?
No, but that's why they should do it.
Absolutely. A Tinkerbell with Tinkerbell on her back? You can't beat that.
Yeah, I mean, how often do we see Alize anyway?
Sometimes 1 + 1 = half, though.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not like she does it all the time or anything, but whatever. It reminds me of the Tinkerbell with the Alize on her back. That's also one of my favorite, fan-created images. Just
yeah, I agree. That's a great image.
It's so awesomely ironic.
Okay, this looks like a good place to wrap things up just before we go too far off topic in true Alize America style. Thanks to everyone on the mics here with me who participated in the commentary, as well as everyone who's been following along in the chat room. And thank you, listeners at home. We hope you enjoyed this as much as we did.
I'll catch you guys later.
Bye, Roman.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Good night.
Wind beneath my wings. That sent him out.
This has been a production of Alize America, copyright 2009, and fully owned by its hosts. Our theme music was produced and performed by I'm Raj. You can find more podcasts, high-quality videos, image galleries, discussion forums, and more, all dedicated to the one and only Alize, at www.alizeamerica.com.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would like to be.
You can fly higher than an eagle. 'Cause
you
are
the wind beneath my wings.